So this is the whole field of attention, you see. And Master says, look here, you and God both are lying in the same bed. You are sleeping. Awake outside. Why not sleep outside and awake? He's waiting for you. So religion, in fact, what it is, it's the way back to God. That's all. Nothing else. Pity it is that we have forgotten what our scripture says. As long as the practical people knew the ideal before them, and they also were competent to give them some demonstration of that, how to know oneself, to know God. For want of them, the same good old custom corrupted itself, as I spoke to you before. And ever since this paid preaching has started in all regions, have come done. Blind leads you blind in both parts of the ditch. I am not quoting you from somewhere else, from the scriptures I am quoting. That are our scriptures. So we are fortunate in the 20th century that we have got scriptures for all masters who came the past so far. So there is hardly now a man to tell us how to rise up a body God. In all religions you find, they preach how to sing customs, rituals, how to maintain, say prayers, this and that, this is our religion. First step. If a man does not remain in any ism, then there will be corruption. So man is a social being, he must remain in some social body. But to remain there, then we should rise above them and see what is the basic teaching of all religions. And basically, some four religions is the same, but I am quoting you. So spirituality is another name of, I may say, this sociable yoga. What is sociable yoga, you know? It is just spiritual life consists in peeling off layer by layer the various koshas or sheets, physical, astral, and causal, until it shines forth in its pristine splendor, self-luminosity, luminosity. God is light, all she is become is full light. We see the full light is the Khalsa, is the true Hindu, is the true Mohammedan, is the true Christian. Then you know, I am soul. I and my Father are one. Man has taken the same color of God. In Sanskrit they say, tattvam asi. You see? Brahm asmi. So, these are the things to be realized. O Nanak, what is say? He is the mouthpiece of God. Such like people, they become the mouthpiece of God. They speak as inspired by God. So, in all things, Guru Nanak says, I do not utter any word except inspired by God. And God is the highest man. So Mala Rum says, God has given order to the prophet. He says that, look here, I am so great that all this creation, universe is created by are not sufficient to contain me. High heavens, low earth, now also. But staying enough, I contain myself in the heart of a saint. You want to see me go in there? Where I am manifest. So these are the things, you see, that are given to us by all masters before us. So Christ said, I and my Father are one. All the things are delivered to me of my Father. I am in the Father. And I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. The words I speak of unto you, I speak of not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me. He doeth the work. What more is that? All of the Master says the same. I am the mouthpiece of God. I and my Father are one. I simply speak as inspired by God. their conscious co-worker on the divine plan, they see that power is working. I am not. I am mere mouthpiece. So it is the fundamental law of God that no one can move Godward without the help of his Satguru, of Master. This Guru Ram Das says. As Christ said, nobody can go to the Father except through me. So these are no new things given by one another. All Master says the same thing. Smaller rooms say, who are they such like masters? They are the godly souls clothed in human body and come with God's knowledge. They come from unknown places. What to do to take back souls back to God? Yes, working like that. You know what Christ did say? I have come to separate daughter from the mother, to separate husband from the wife, sisters from the brothers. I have come not to make world happy, but I have come to take all these back home. When he was going down, Swami Master once went to, did not go to the hills. It was very hot season. And nearly every year he wanted to go to the hill station. I was there and just saw him, well, this is very hot here. Would it not be better you go to the hills as usual? He said, if passing people think perhaps I go there to enjoy the cold over there. I simply go to men from all over India come over there. Those who are seeking them maybe, let them away. So they come. Dinner Christ said, I'll get many sheep to look after. They come to bring back all children of God to home. But so he remains ever with you whether you live or die. Such a man. Since you die, you won't leave him. Christ said, I shall never leave thee nor forsake thee till the end of the world. Isn't it? Even at the place of reckoning, he shall stand by thy side. So all your accounts are transferred from the Lord of Judgment to the Master, who is God and man. So such a one, it is a great blessing to have a living Master, who will be with you in this earthly life, and also won't leave you when you leave this man body, even beyond. Who can do so, only take the hem of such a one. So, when you cross over the star, sun, moon, the luminous form of Master, manifested to take in charge of the soul and takes it on the higher plane, you see, unless you are born in you, you cannot enter the kingdom. So this is what I mean when I say, you are on probation. Led further by that God into special written form of the Master within you. So as long as spirit does not rise above the body consciousness, he remains stranger to the spiritual realm beyond. That's the first step. Where the world's dust is in, there the little starts. And that's in a way the same for all. Whether you wear one form, one level of one religion or the other, that makes no difference. So everything is within the body, nothing without it. He who seeks without wanders in delusion. Those who go to such a master, they always want to go within you. Our master, you see, well, why? Take somebody who goes within and takes you along with you. So it is a very definite way, inner way. One has been with all masters who came before. So all that we see is great optical illusion. We are identified with the body, you see, body is changing, being of matter. All world around us is changing at the same speed. as you are identified with it, we consider it all stationary, and everything changes. When you rise above it, you see the world in its right perspective. So that is why masters have all been advising like that. Well, please know yourself, who you are, what you are. So this is the main subject, main, I mean, purpose of coming into the world. Unless we know ourselves, we cannot know God. So God is world. You see, world of God when came into being, it is called world. World is the cause of all creation. God is nameless when it came into being, to expression it is called Nam. So God is, what is God? It is God is love, and God is divine, all divine. So master is world made flesh. When such masters come, they come with overflowing with the love of God and divinity of God. They come by radiation to all people at large. Those who sit in the field of action of the radiation, they are blessed. So they come, they bring the religion of love and no new religion. So all masters who have come, they gave up the same thing. Christ said, love thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy strength. And love thy neighbor as thyself. This also, you see, Kabir said the same thing. Tenth Guru, while addressing to all communities, tell them, well, hear ye all, I tell you the truth, but those who love, they alone can know God. So by Saint Paul said, by love one, and by love serve one another. One who serves his fellow loves God truly, otherwise not. He says, I love God, and does not love the God into special power working in the world, then how can he say he loves God, whom he has not seen? So he prays best who loves best. You know, because love is one-pointed, single-minded, pointed attention. With whom you love, just a single mind, nothing else interferes with that. When you are loving God, naturally all other thoughts, foreign thoughts don't affect you. A man who loves somebody, he is sitting maybe hundreds of people, but his whole attention is there with whom he loves. So such a man, while in the world, is in the world, yet out of it. He is not of the world. So for that reason, God is love and love is God, and the way back to God is also through love. If God is us in every heart, we are all of the same essence as that of God, then if you want to meet God, what should you do? Should you torment those ones? Whom you want, he also resides there. So love knows service and sacrifice. There are greater, heinous crimes in the world, heinous sins, one greater than the other. Maharaj says, you may drink. Drinking is the mother of all evils. That's a very sick, great sin. Then there's still more greater sin than that. You burn away all scriptures of the world. Of course, that's a very great sin. Then still more, there's a greater sin than that. Burn all places of worship. Then if with all these, there's still more greater than sin. Don't torment anybody. So love knows service and sacrifice. God is love. And naturally, when you come to give this religion of love, love knows service, and also if need be, to sacrifice ourselves for that. Tenth Guru says, those who want to play the game of love, they should lay their heads on their palms and come forward. Who can sacrifice themselves? They can only meet God. We sacrifice God for the sake of the world. One man went to a sadhu. He prayed, your gate, you have denounced the world, you are outside the world, like that. He prayed very much. And he said, looking up, you are the great one who has sacrificed God for the world. And we have sacrificed only world for God. Who is the greater man who has denounced the world? Naturally, you are. So masters say like that, you see. Service. If we love all, naturally what will happen? Whom we love, we never think of harming him. If he is hungry, you try to share with him. If he is naked, you would like to give him clothes. Even at the sacrifice of your own self. The more you love him, the more you can make sacrifice. And if we love God, can we not make sacrifice for those in which he resides? So truly speaking, those who say we love God and hate the people all around, then he is a liar. There is a parable to go, to show in the scriptures or the Puranas of the Hindus. Master speaks sometimes through parables and sometimes straight talk. By parables is given to those who are not very great understanding. But to bring home this, all these things, they give on. Told that Lord Vishnu invited all gods and goddesses, as well as those anti-gods, for a banquet. Food was served, and they are made to sit, gods in their own rows, and the anti-gods in another row. When the food was served, Lord Vishnu stood up. Look here, gentlemen, all this is food for you. Eat to your heart's content. But one condition is there, you should not bend your elbows to bring the food in your mouth. How can you bring food to your mouth? Anti-gods considered, but they said, Lord Vishnu has played a mockery. They put the food and done and allow us to eat. They left the scene disgusted. The gods were there, they considered that the words coming out of Lord Vishnu must be some meaning behind it, which you do not know. When considering calmly, they came to know why to bend, why to straight up. So they had gone all the way back to the atmosphere. The purpose is, you see, if we want to make us happy, our own self, we must make others happy. Everybody wants to make others happy, naturally everybody is happy. If we won't allow anybody to die of hunger, we won't die of hunger. So love knows service and sacrifice. This is what it is. So best of all, you see, all the holy places of worship, they are putting some symbols of God in them to be worshipped. You see? These are symbols of God. For in their churches, their temples, their other holy places of worship, they are often made out of model of man body. They put in two symbols of light and sound. God is light and God is music of the spheres, nada. Now those are the models, whether it is church, or a temple, or any other place, they are all equally situated. They are models made out of the man body. And which is the two body? Two temple upon the man body itself. That was given to outside people for the beginners to know that such like sound is such like music of the spheres elaborating with you. When the master met, they gave them a demonstration of that, how to rise above body consciousness. And open the inner eye to see the light of God, and open the inner ear to hear the voice of God. So God sent man with seals on their eyes and ears. And they come back in the form of manifold, and they go and break the eye. Seals on the eyes, they begin to see, and then they begin to hear. So that's why Christ said, I have come to make those people see who do not see. And those who see, they may be blind. It is attention only. It's all right outside. So to be speaking, you see, one truth should work in all. Basic teaching of all. This is our narrow-mindedness for want of the truth, not knowing the truth, that all the differences have been made between man and Brahman, high class and low class. God made equal privilege to everybody. He did not make any higher law. Born the same way, same soul, the same essence as that of God, and the same power of God we worship. So they, when they come to say, well, God, whether you call it maker cow, or he is merciful, or this and that, these are all good itself, that God power which is controlling all creation, and we worship him. The man who is living in the true temple of God, which is the man body, he goes to the temples made after the model of man, put in symbols of light and some there. That is for the beginners. But those who already realize this truth within us, they have respect for other things for the beginners, but it doesn't behove a man in whom that light is effulgently. You see, that the God had told them, well, look at this light is within you, you just wake up. So masters, those who are reasonable of this in body conscience, they see the truth and give it to the people at large. So man should, for that purpose, what is required? For that purpose, required ethical life. Life of self-restraint. True living. Our earning should be on it. And our food should be, I mean, pacifying giving. And also character good. So the word religion means apparently to link man with God. That's the ultimate of all yoga. And Guru Arjan gives out very clearly, the highest of all religions is what? To be true, man of true living and know God. No difference what labels he is carrying. That is why among the Hindus, the temple, golden temple made, arranged at Amritsar, the headquarters of all Sikhism. You know, foundation stone was laid out by whom? By the Mohammedan temple. When they arrived to that, where the Hindu or Mohammedan question? The labels don't carry it. So Guru Arjan, what did he do? He collected as much things of the masters of the past as he could, about 60-70, and put it all in the six scriptures that we respect all, those in whom God manifested and they came to awaken the mankind. So what was the purpose? The whole object was to unite all mankind in the silken bond of love and not create schism. We are all one. No. Scriptures of multiple masters you will find in their own books. But six scriptures you will find they contain about 60, more than 60 saints, saints in that, who God loves. So they come to create love within us for God. They are overflowing with the love of God. You might have heard the Moses went to a wilderness, there was one shepherd. He was looking after the sheep over there. He was praying, God, oh God. Love knows no love like that. Oh God, had you been hungry, I would have given the milk of the sheep to you to drink. Had you felt cold, then I would have taken off the wool of the sheep and made of the cloth to give you to warm yourself. And he went on like that. Then Moses passed by that way, he said, oh heretic, what are you talking? Does God drink milk? And he was others. quite aback. So why have disrespected God? Then he began to cry. Why cry? You went within yourself and God met him. Look here, I drink your milk also. I will wear your clothes also. And then Moses went to the inner context. He said, oh Moses, you were sent to those, connect those people who are separated from me, not those who are already linked to you, separated. Go and ask for forgiveness. So such is the way, you see, Master comes to unite all these two within us. And then Guru says, when once this ignorance is dispelled, all distinctions between one religion or the other will drop. We are all children of God. We are having one label or the other, that makes no difference. Yes, I was going to So my point is, so long as spirit does not rise above body consciousness, he remains stranger to the spiritual world beyond. The outer, there are two sides, you see, of the outer knowledge, one objective, the other is esoteric side. Objective side only meant for the preparation of the ground. The real thing is to know oneself, to rise above body consciousness, where the ABC starts. Such men, when they go around, they radiate love to all. And even the animals and the slaves don't harm them. So this is the teaching of the Master. This is what we call spirituality. A man be having one label, the other, that makes no difference, you see. Is overflowing love for God and for humanity. Master come with divine nature, they give us an idea of the beautiful being of God. So such like masters have been coming from time to time in all countries. When they came, they awakened them to the truth of God. By thorough study of all the scriptures we see, they say the same thing. The basic teaching of all has been the same. For want of practical people, and excuse me, ever since this paid preaching has started in all religions, ignorance has grabbed. So Master come, all right, you remain, you are not, they don't look to your labels that you are carrying. They say, oh man, oh soul, you are all equal in the sight of God, no high, no low, and rise to yourself, to your own God within you. And man body is the golden opportunity that you got for that. So much of the time has already left. You were sitting here, I think, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years old. How far we have succeeded in this spirituality. So spirituality above all, you see. To be born in a temple is good. But while remaining in temples, you will understand the basic teaching is the one for all. Otherwise, if you stick to the watertight compartments of all, that will be what you say, narrow-mindedness. So Master come, they are free, they make you free. When you fly in the air, how blessed you feel, you see? All world outside mountains look like small mounds. High buildings look like little huts. So when you rise above God, what is the whole angle of vision has changed? So Master come to give us this in the world, you see, to make the best use of the man body we are in. So blessed you are joined some school of thought, that's good, that's the first step. That also demands us to have an ethical life, to be help of others. Among the Hindus, what they do, you see, they give, you see, when they say certain rituals, they share the something for the animals, something for the birds, something for the reptiles. This is their custom, you see. So blessed you are, you have got the man body, and it is high time to make the best use of that. Be spiritual. Remain any, you may have any label you like. That is meant only to make you spiritual, to know the Spirit in you. You are spiritual, you are spirit in God.
Good evening and welcome to the Satsang from Master Kripal Singh. The recording you listened to was the last 30 minutes of an evening talk given at the Unitarian Church on November 13, 1972 in San Francisco, California. Our reader tonight is Pradeep Sethi. Hi, Pradeep.
Good evening. During our last reading of the question and answer session from Light of Kripal, we were on chapter 45 titled True Meditation, and we had from midway. I caught with the question from a devotee. In the beginning, you recommend that we sit 2 hours a day, but what if we can't sit that long wholly devoted? Would you recommend that we start with a shorter time and break it up when thoughts are coming and then try to lengthen it? Master, tithing has been the custom all through life. To give out a tithe of money, tithe of time, 2.5 hours, tithe of everything, that has been the custom all through history. If you sit for 2 hours or 2.5 hours, you may have some 5 minutes like that in true meditation. All right. Then if you can devote wholly and solely for 10 minutes and increase like that, that's all right. I have no objection. Purpose is there. That is why I say, don't go to meditation as an imposition. Go fresh and buoyant, just as a son goes to the mother. This binding is sometimes necessary. You should at least put in that time, 2 to 2.5 hours. Out of that time, I think, you'll have some minutes like that. But if you put in only 5 minutes, then of the 5 minutes, maybe 1/5 of 1 minute, you are there. Hafiz says, paint the whole wall, do it to help yourself. Even if you cannot paint the whole wall, you can do something at least. You are to jump 5 feet, for instance, or 10 feet. Have the ideal of 5 feet, then you'll jump at least 1 or 2 feet. Do you follow my point? Try to follow. If you have got something higher before you, you'll always try to come up to at least half of it. If you've always got the lower ideal, you won't even reach the lower and you will go down still further. At the same time, I'm telling you, if you can put 5-10 minutes in that way wholly, solely, then increase, that's all right. But you'll find the other way. Now you have got 2 hours. You may be sometimes successful, sometimes not. But when you have 5 or 10 minutes, I had to put down, record in diary, only 5 minutes. That is the reason underlying. Everything has something underlying. A man cannot become an adept in one day. If you can do it, well and good. I'll be most happy if you can put in 10 minutes today, wholly, solely 20 minutes, increase 10 minutes daily. After 1 week, you will have 70 minutes. I wish you to do it. And after 15 days, 150 minutes, do that. I will be glad, you see. I don't want work done in a slipshod way, but in an accurate way. Mind will question so many things and involve you, induce you, not to put in 2 hours. So start with 5 minutes. All right, do it. I quite accept that from today. You accept it? The person agrees. All 2 hours? So start with 5 minutes, all right? Do it. I quite accept that. All right, take up that way from today. Your mind will delude you. Don't listen to him. All right, you'll agree to sit 15 minutes at a time. In brackets, person speaking with master agrees to sit 15 minutes at a time. Bracket closed. Now, what further thing will come. If you succeed in putting in 15 minutes, if you succeed, I am adding the word if. Then, after that, when you reach the place where you can water, would you not like to dig further? But you reach there, then recede, again dig another hole for 15 minutes, leave there, then dig. All right, I'm very glad. Let's start from today in your case. I'm agreeable to any way, but do put in time, please. I don't think you'll find any friend like that who'll allow you every concession. But if you do agree to this, be sincere. Don't deceive your own self. Put in 15 minutes at a time, honestly, wholly, solely. You'll change. First thing, sit relaxed, quite relaxed. Then put in 15 minutes. You'll do wonderfully. Now, all bindings are gone. You see? But at the same time, keep the higher ideal. Naturally, you'll do less. If all of you start like that, I have no objections. 15 minutes at a time, wholly, solely, I'm ready to adjust myself to anything you like. But accuracy is wanted. Then you don't deceive your own self. Mind is very tricky. When you are sometimes drowsy, will that sitting count? That won't count. Sit fully conscious. If you are drowsy for half an hour, then start like that. Then you will have 1 hour full meditation, which will give you more. You will have more then. Naturally, you will want more. You will have some bliss and you will get more too. We think of how much time we have put in. Sometimes we look at our watch and see how much time has passed. That counting won't do. Sit cut off. You are going to die once and for all. That is meditation. You may return or not return. Mind is very tricky. Always, like a gentleman, it will say, all right, why not put in 5 minutes at a time? So, all right, I quite agree with your mind. I know it's tricky. Anyhow, I am glad it raises its head. When the serpent raises its head, you see that there is danger. So tell your mind today to put in 15 minutes wholly. That is what is wanted, you see. When you stay there longer periods, that will give you more progress. Now, follow the injunction of your mind today and see what he does, not further delude you, play tricks with you. The next chapter, 46, is Sin and Religion, Darshan at Dehradun, February 1971. Question, what are the sins of omission and commission? Master, sins of omission? Commission is all right. What about omission? Where do you find this? Devotee, in some religious terminology, when there is a duty that you should have done, that is a sin of omission. And when you commit an actual sin, that is the sin of commission. Master, this is wrong. Christ said that if you think of adultery, it is the same as though you had committed it. Matthew 5.28. How can you change this? While the act does not actually come to commission, you have been poisoned, have you not? So, to me, there is no sin of omission, you see. This is not what I say. This is what Christ said. His words should be taken as law. If you have thought of adultery, it is as though you have committed it. And further, in the law of Moses, one of the Ten Commandments states that if a wife leaves her husband, or husband leaves his wife, and if they remarry, that is adultery. What more do you want? Does that not mean failure of chastity? Chastity, as I have told you, is in thought, word, and deed. Even if you have controlled your organs not to do it, but nevertheless, you have committed in thought, the poison is there. So, this word I have never used in my talk so far, to the best of my knowledge. things go further, they say, "Oh man, be afraid of the sins you have committed unconsciously." This goes a step further. Ignorance of law is no excuse. This applies at all government levels. The heart is pure only if it is devoid of desire, even in thought, you see. These things come up. Religions are made and unmade. One of the first branches of Protestantism was started by Luther. Luther wanted to marry a nun. He could not because of the rules, so he made new rules and married. But the Catholic Church would not legalize this act. Henry VIII wanted to divorce and remarry. So Henry VIII married, made new laws, and later married 6 times. Out of this new religion started adultery, you see. Every man is very strong, happy in his own religion. The word woman is translated in the original Bible as lust. Now, they have changed this. Translations are made incorrectly. The King James version of Bible is taken to be accurate, but it is wrong according to other religions. We have never gone deep down into the subject. That is why all these new sects come up. One man says he has got something. My way is like that. There will be hundreds who follow him and a new cult is formed. There is only one God. Man is made with equal privileges. He is embodied soul. Soul is of the same essence as that of God. Man is the highest in all creation, in which he can regain his Godhead. There is one controlling power. Call it by any name, this is the only God. All other religions came into being according to man's personal wishes, I would say. Is it not strange to find out how Lutheranism and Protestantism came into being only to meet the wishes of Henry VIII and Luther? It is similarly so with other religions. I'm not indicating that this applies only to Protestantism. All other religions came about like that. Pure Sikhism is to find the light that is within the body. Khalsa is one in whom the light is refulgent, the light of God. Now, how many are there who are true Sikhs? They simply speak, read certain passages. It has become a social formation. There are so many. There are Kuklas, there are Namdharis, and many more. These things came up only for want of practical people. Excuse me now, I may go even further. Reforms, unauthorized reforms, have been made quite lawful by their new religion. You see? Yes? Disciple? Why did Guru Gobind Singh say that Guru Granth Sahib would be the Guru? Master? Well, he never wanted to say so, but people pressed that issue. Society demanded that there should be some law. First, he refused. The second time, he refused. The third time he said, "All right, what the scriptures say, do. This is Bible truth. Go by the scriptures." The scriptures say to go to somebody where the light is effulgent within. That is what they say. Even if you take the living example of Guru Gobind Singh and I take the living example of God, should I not obey you? He said, "Do what scriptures say." Further, you may have your outer customs, rituals made according to your own convenience. This is what Guru Gobind Singh says. But for inner things, go to the Master. We people do not know what we are our own selves. We don't know our own scriptures. The only difficulty is that for want of practical people, all this started. But again, somebody comes up with the grace of God, he does not want them to break what they have formed, And he says, dear friends, you are going amiss. All right, live as I tell you. Review your life daily. There are now over 700 religions and cults. How can you break away and form a new one? So our master used to say, what's the use of digging up a new well if so many wells already exist? Truth is there, we have forgotten. They are after me to form a new religion. I said, no, maybe after me someone not up to the mark, a foolish man may come up and form a religion. I have made no temples, no cathedrals, nothing of that sort. We have the earth below and the sky overhead. The man body is the temple of God. Some impractical man after me may be after starting a new religion. I'm telling you how the trend goes, you see. Some people whom God sends or who come with the grace of God say, oh, you are going amiss. Why? This is the right way, and that right way appeals to everybody. No exaggeration, no underrating. There is one man, one soul of the same essence of that as that of God, a child of God, you see. And there is one God on which all superstructures are made. When I went to America, I said, unity already exists, but we have forgotten. This is how I started my talks. That school is all right, which turns out many perfect men. This man center I have started is now breaking the ice. It is set up at the outer level of man for the people to use in order to help themselves to become perfect man. You are all men, whether Jews, Mohammedans, Christians, those are labels with which you are strutting. Most of the people are spiritually blind. A spiritually blind person is one whose inner eye is not open to see the light. Kabir says, referring to people around him, well, all are blind. If there were one or two, I could have given them eyes. But wherever I look, I see all are blind. I am speaking strongly, but it is a fact. Most are blind. Saints define a blind man as one whose inner eye is not open, who has no visibility from his eyes on the face, but even those who are blind outer can also be given the gift of inner light with the grace of Master. When I went to Louisville, Kentucky, one blind doctor who came up had a sitting. He saw light and said, Christ has come to my eyes. Light is there whether you have got eyesight or not. Yesterday I went to an old man who cannot see or hear outside and put him into meditation. He sees that light, a blind man. So those are the facts. A building may be very magnificent, but if there's no light within, then do we go to the very core of things? At least here, no inferences are required to be drawn. For what I'm telling you, facts remain facts. These are plain truths, simple, no high-sounding words. Those who have awakened will appreciate this man center. When I tell them, oh yes, they agree, it is all right. But this has been taught by all masters. Christ was sitting in the multitude, and his mother came up from behind. People told him, your mother has come. He said, who is my mother? These are all my brethren who do the will of God. So you have been united in the real relationship as joined by God, all brothers and sisters in God. That's the true relationship in which the Master joins you, unites you. This has been shown of all rituals, customs. Yes, devotee. Why was creation made? Why did we lose our Godhead? Master, let me explain to you. God plus desires is man. why did he make it? I think you should go to him and ask. When I go to the United States, I have to abide by the laws there, do I not? Whether I am Indian, Christian, or Chinese, or Japanese. So when you came down to this earth plane, you have to abide by the laws here. Why? He made it. I think it is not wise when you are in the house, which is on fire, to inquire while sitting inside, why was the fire started in this house? Who started it? What was the reason? Just get out. I think you will find the answer. Get out, rise above, enter within, then you will know yourself. When you come out, you will know so many things. Or better still, since God made all these things, why do you not go to Him directly and ask Him, why did you make all of this? All masters say it was His wish. He wanted to, that's all. Why do we beget children? Because we wish to, is it not? So it was His will. So first get out of this house you are in, enter within, then ask. There are so many walls within walls. There is the physical wall, there is the astral wall, there is the causal wall. First, at least, get out of the physical body. Then, you know something may not fully, but something. We are very much stuck fast in the walls within walls. We are imprisoned in walls within walls, and walls within walls. Shake off the physical body, and you'll come to know your true self. And then, you can know your over self. Next chapter. Attitude for spreading the teachings. In brackets, the previous conversation concerned the lack of growth of particular satsangs in one of the Western countries. When the truth is there, it should spread like wildfire. You must have kept this exclusive, not letting anybody know what you are doing. Because if you had spoken from the housetops, your group should have grown. Devotee, we are too shy. Master, why? Have you committed any theft? You have got something according to Bible. The very father of the Bible says, speak from the housetop. Why are you shy? Others will think you have committed some sin or something is wrong if you are afraid, letting nobody see you. Are you confident that you have been put on the way as given out by Christ? If not, you must be satisfied. The basic teachings of all who came in the East or West are the same. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and Word was God. All creation came after that Word. This is the basic teaching of all, I say, East or West. This is no new thing. When you see for your own self that there is light inside, don't you bear testimony that there is light? Is not whatever you are taught for self-introspection and weeding out all imperfections in order with the teachings of the Bible? Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Then why not decide? Devotee, Bible doesn't tell that we need a living master. Master, you have not read Bible with understanding. Then why have you come to me? Why have you wasted your money in coming to me if the Bible says that only group leaders are required? I'm putting a straight question to you. The Bible says, I am the light of the world so long as I am in the world. It does not say for all times. Have you read John 8:12? As long as I am in the world, not after that. Those that met Him got light. Why have you come to me? I put a straight question to you. You must have been misled. Devotee, I found it a necessity for myself. Master, when you yourself are confident that you are doing it, what you're doing is right, then why not utter the truth for others? Even the preachers do not know the true meaning of the Bible. One preacher came to me about 3 months ago in Delhi and said that Christ said, "I am the light of the world for all time." But dear friend, I told him, he says, "I am the light of the world for as long as I am in the world." These other words, what do they mean? Christ's power is different than Jesus. Christ's power is different than Jesus. Jesus lived only for so many years. Why were John and others carrying on this work after him? John was not Christ. He said, he speaks from the third plane. He referred to the third plane. Pity it is a practical question. References are given in the book, but the preaching goes on like anything. He is the life for all the world. I gave a talk on December 24, 1963 in America, and the Christ power that manifested in the human pole of Jesus lived even before Jesus came up. Have you read the pamphlet, Christ Power, God Power, Guru Power? I'm afraid that the group leaders are not fully confident of what they say. Recently, one circular was issued for each group leader in charge asking them to say whether he is confident, whether he has grasped the theory, whether he has been improving in his meditations. These are the contingents issued to all. They all said yes, they know. It appears they don't know. If you are shy, you are gone amiss. If Christ never speaks of the Master, why have you come to me? Excuse me, if I say, he does say, he is the light of the world as long as he is in the world. And if these words stand there, what does it mean? So why do you look at me? Well, I will ask each one of you now today, if you have that pamphlet, Christ Power, God Power, Guru Power, Master is the same. Have you got it? Then read it today. Put in an hour or two on that. Devotee, we know it. Master, if you know it, why don't you tell others? Devotee, people will not believe it. Master, they will not believe it because you are not confident that I think they will believe in the Bible. Then they say, go see the Bible. Everyone is under the impression that Jesus Christ remains forever. Christ's power remains. But they identify Christ with Jesus or the human pole, which is not right. Read that pamphlet. Be clear, then quote from housetop. Devotee, it's not our job to care whether or not people grasp the teachings, is it? Shouldn't we just give them? Master, but you should feel joy. Joy when you speak about this. Master means what he says. You are going amiss. God will bless you. But when a man himself is not confident, how can he tell others what with confidence? One of the reasons for lack of growth of satsangs must be that those who are giving talks over there are not confident of what they say. Another thing, they are not in social contact. Socially, they don't meet with the satsangis. If someone comes to all right, explain to him. If another man does not come up, all right, do you follow me now? First, you must feel confident that what you are doing is according to Bible. This is what I want, you see. Our customs and other things are limited. Those are exoteric things. Esoteric side is the same. I have not changed your religion. I have made you grow more staunch in your religion because what I say is according to the Bible. You read, but you do not believe. Read and understand the details given in the Bible. Devotee, I've seen the extreme where a person may be all the time looking for a way to give the master's teaching sometimes at the expense of his meditation. He doesn't meditate but is always eager to give out the teaching. Master, I've never said that. If they had been giving out like that, there would be hundreds now. Maybe one or two like that. Even to those one or two, I would enjoin that meditations should not be neglected, as they are the bread of life. Meditations should be kept up. That will give you strength, spiritual strength. Then at least you have come to know, you can tell, give an inkling to others. Here is something you have not yet found. You are not responsible. You have not taken a contract to bring all others here. But you are to speak from the housetop. There is some truth here according to Bible. And that completes my time for today. I would stop here. I started today with Chapter 45 from Light of Kirpal, midway through True Meditation. Then I moved on to Chapter 46, Sin and Religion. And then we moved on to Chapter 47, Attitude for Spreading the Teachings. Thank you, everybody, for listening. And thank you, Master, for giving us this opportunity.
Thank you, Pradeep, for reading Master's valuable words to us. There were 53 participants at tonight's satsang. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and thank you, Master, for bringing us together to receive your loving guidance and blessings.
So just think carefully, you see. I have nothing to impose on you. Just appeal to your common sense for your own good and for my pleasure. Why? My Master gave me the guardian in this duty. Whether I fail or not fail, it is not my job. I have to do my best. The guardian in me and you will be helped without asking for it.